I think that today in morning class, Sriman Namini Krishna Brahmachari, he had come, had spoke so many things. But I think they all were not present there. Krishna himself not coming. Or in Treta Yuga when Ram himself not coming, then this Advaitacharya Mahavishnu plays the roles of Krishna also. What Krishna? Then in Dwapar Yuga when Krishna is not there, any Yugavatar comes in Dwapar Yuga and his name is Krishna. But not this Krishna. No? Also he comes in Treta Yuga in Rukma Varna. Rukma Varna means reddish color. And also in Kali Yuga he comes like Kalki, Vaman, Nrisimha. All are the manifestation of this Mahavishnu, Yuga Avatars. So, Mahavishnu is qualified to establish Yuga Dharma. Go on.
So, just as in the previous ages, as Gurudev has just mentioned,
because he is also Sarvajna. Sarvajna means?
All knowing.
He knew that my Prabhu, Krishna himself, want to test and distribute the sprinkles of Braj Prem in world. So he called. Otherwise, why he will call? He knew this thing because he is the manifestation of Baladev Prabhu. So he knew all these things, and it was not certain till that time that when Mahaprabhu will come. He thought, why so late? This is the actual time. He should come just now. He will come. It is no certainty when he will come. And he is thinking that I will come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. So it may take a very long time for him. Perhaps he will come in the last of this yuga. So I want that he should come at once because he is seeing everywhere no bhakti. Mayavad is to be explained everywhere. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, all were there. So he was disturbed. If my Prabhu will not come, I will destroy whole world. I have created and again I will destroy. So he is calling life. What he process he adopted?
So he worships Shalgram Shila with Ganges water and tulsi leaves, having with each two tulsi leaves the tulsi bud mandir, and in this way he worships about 7 or 8 tulsi leaves in this way daily and calls for the descent of the Lord.
Go on.
So, as Gurudev has just explained, that the Yugavatar generally will come at the end of the Yuga. Just as Krishna, he came at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Lord Ram, he also came at the end of Treta Yuga, and Kalki is to come at the end of Kali Yuga. But because of the urgency of the situation, also to fulfill the desire of the Lord, he called for the Lord to come, and he came. He came in the beginning of Kali Yuga. So Advaita Acharya, in his childhood pastime, he was known as Kamalaksha. Kamalaksha
means... One thing more. How he was worshipping? Only giving Tulasi and Ganga Jal to the lotus feet of Sri Shalagram Shila. This was his
mode of worship.
No. By heart he was crying and weeping and calling. This is the process of Kirtan. Not only Archan will do, but giving this, I am offering this Ganga Jal and Tulsi Manjari with Tulsi leaf. I am crying bitterly, O Krishna, come at once. Like this. This calling is called Kirtan. So by this he was doing this thing. And that is why Krishna heard, and his asana was shaking. His throne was shaking in Vrindavan Goloka. And he decided that I should must go in immediately. Go on.
So in his childhood pastime, he was known as Kamalaksha. Kamalaksha means lotus-eyed one, because his bodily form was very, very beautiful, and he had lotus-like eyes. So when one pastime is when he was a very young boy, his parents, they would go and worship deity of Durga, and Kamalaksha would go, but he would never pay obeisances. And this was disturbing the parents and other elderly people in the neighborhood. So one time they forced Kamalaksha that you go and you pay your obeisances. So Kamalaksha, he went in the temple room and he went to bow down his head. And at that time there was a big explosion. So everybody was wondering, what's going on? What is the cause of this? That this boy must be, there must be something very, very special. So Kamalaksha, he explained that, well, I didn't want to pay but my obeisances, but you kept on insisting.
And what became of the deity of Durga? At once has passed. He could not be here. He is dandatana.
So the deity exploded.
So if you are worshipping Krishna and having so many Ganesh, Shankar, all other deities, your bhakti will go away like that. Explanation? Kya what?
So then another reason is that Advaita Acharya, being friends of Mahavishnu, that actually he is the husband of Durga. And Naveen Krishna Prabhu explained that it is not somehow proper for the husband to pay obeisances to the wife.
Yes, sir.
So
what was that? What did you say? Shadow Lakshmi.
Shadow, not Lakshmi.
This
Maha Maya is not real Lakshmi, but shadow of Lakshmi of Advaita Acharya.
The shadow is, they can just perform the
same
now.
So,
you were talking about why it actually exploded.
After that, what do you say?
That was the
explanation
that I remember.
Yeah. One Mahaprabhu, he was always teaching Advaita Acharya to master. Oh, so there was another pastime, because Advaita Acharya, he was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and also Ishvara Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was similarly disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So following the proper etiquette, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was treating Advaita Acharya as spiritual master, as one should treat the god brother as one spiritual master. But Advaita Acharya, he was not happy because he could understand that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is sometimes chastising other devotees, and they're getting such mercy by getting the chastisement, and here I'm being treated in a worshipable way. So he devised a plan by which he would get Mahaprabhu to change his mood towards him. And in Shantipur, where Dvaitacharya he had his house, he started to study one Mayavad scripture, Yoga Vasishta. And he was studying the scripture, and then word got to Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu found out
what he was telling, what was he was explaining to audience, you are all God. Brahma has no shape. You are the same. You have nothing to worship to anyone. Your wife, your son, or all creatures and all everything which we see, all are Parabrahma. We want only mukti. This thing.
So he was preaching like this, and when Mahaprabhu found out, he became very furious, and immediately he ran to Shantipur, and he ran to the place where Dvaitacharya was, and he grabbed him and started slapping him, punching him, jumping on him, elbowing him, stomping him.
Dear.
Like this.
Yeah.
So... in this way, Sita Thakurani, she was watching and she was seeing. She was thinking, oh, my husband is an old man, and Mahaprabhu, he's in the prime of his youth. My husband will die.
Nimai Pandit is so young and so strong. My husband will die if he is doing so.
So, but at that time, after he had started to really work Advaitacharya over, then Advaitacharya jumped up, and he was very, very happy that now he was being treated and he was being chastised by Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu realized the truth, that Mahaprabhu was feeling himself quite bad, ashamed. So at this time, Naveen Krishna Prabhu explained that along with Advaitacharya were three sons who had been hearing this Yoga Vasishta and engaging with him. But when Advaitacharya, he came back to the fold of Bhakti, but these three sons, they still continued the path of monism, Mayavadi philosophy. And in this way, they got rejected by Advaitacharya.
Not only three, but perhaps they were seven, eight.
Yeah.
And Achyut was the last God.
And Achyutananda, who was the youngest son, he came back with his father but he continued along the path of Bhakti. So
when he was a son, when someone was born, that Krishna
from
the son
of the boy. So when Achyutananda was young, then he was inquiring, who is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And it was told that it's Kesava Bharati. So at this he became very disturbed that
another person came and he asked Advaitacharya, who is the divine master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru? Then Advaitacharya answered that Kesava Bharati is Guru of Sri Chaitanya. Then at once he was in the lap of Advaitacharya. He was feeling uneasy and he wanted to give up his father also, and he came on the earth in slippery way. He came and he was telling us, I think that there is none in the whole world the Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Jagat Guru. Hearing this answer, Advaitacharya became so glad and happy. And he began to dog.
Hmm.
So you are only my son. All are not my son. What you are telling, this is true. But for ordinary persons, I told like that. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, comes to this world, descends, then he accepts a guru to teach all others. But actually, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu are really Jagat Guru. There is no one else qualified to be the guru of Krishna himself. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, no guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Achyutananda becomes so happy. Go on.
Then living Krishna Prabhu also told pastime Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur that they were going to the place of Jagai Madai. And as we know, Jagai Madai, they were drunkards, constantly drinking, and where they lived, nobody would go by that way. No man, what to speak of female, would cross the path. So Nityananda, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they went, and they were going to tell them to take up the chanting of Hare Krishna. And Jagai Madai, they chased them away. So this time, Lord Nityananda, he was very fast, to explain that because he is none different from Baladev, strong, fast, slender. But Haridas Thakur was biggish, and he was kind of lagging behind. So when they went, then they told his way to Acharya. And then Advaita Acharya, he said,
became furious and outwardly very furious. And then he told,
he said, yes, you went to see two drunken people with another drunk person. And also Mahaprabhu, he's also another mad person. So I can understand that in this way that these four mad and drunken people, that they will dance together.
And they will make whole world
dance. Yeah.
And like
they will make the whole world dance.
Drunkards and madmen. Don't go to them, he told, to Haridas Thakur. You should be careful for them and don't mix with them. We will see that tomorrow all four drinkers will be together on Ganges Ghat and they will do so many things. Then Haridas Thakur began to laugh. Oh, I know you. You are taking pariksha of myself. You are
examining
me. I know if Nityananda Prabhu thinks anything, it will come true. So I have not come to know that tomorrow all will be good bhakta. So don't try to cheat me. Go on.
So then the next day they went to see Jagai Madai, and they were drunk, and Madai, he took a clay pot and he threw it and it hit Nityananda in the head, and blood started to come. So then when news came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he immediately ran to the spot, and then he invoked his Sudarshan Chakra. But at this time, so Nityananda Prabhu, he stopped him and he said, in this incarnation, that you do not kill the demons, but rather you destroy the demoniac qualities. And then it was explained that actually Jagai had stopped Madai, tried to stop Madai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just invoked in him feelings of compassion and love, and he embraced Jagai, and immediately Jagai started to exhibit ecstatic symptoms. And meantime, Madai was looking, and he was thinking that Jagai has got embraced, so when will I get embraced? And he was waiting to be embraced. but no embrace was coming his way. So then finally, in exasperation, he said that, but that guy's getting embraced, he's getting mercy, but we grew up together, we drunk together, we performed illicit activities together, so why he's getting embraced, I'm not getting embraced. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he explained that because he had made offense to Nitai, who is more dear to him than his very self, then he cannot excuse him from this. That if he wants to get mercy, then he has to go to Nitai and beg forgiveness. And upon begging forgiveness from Nitai, then he can get the mercy. He can be forgiven. So immediately he went and grabbed the feet, touched the feet of Lord Nityananda, and got forgiveness for this offense. And then he got the embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them, from that point on, they were imbued with Krishna flame.
Yeah. Anything more?
Yes. There was also the pastime where Advaita Chau was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, deceased father. And the system is that one will invite Brahmins to come and they will take prasad. And among the Brahmins, then there will be one who seems to be most senior, most respectable and venerable, and that person will be offered prasad first. So Haridas Thakur, he was very humbly and sheepishly just staying out in the veranda. And all the Brahmins were seated inside, waiting to be fed. And then Advaita Charya, he called Haridas Thakur in, and then Haridas Thakur didn't want to come in, and he grabbed him and he dragged him in and made him sit down against his will. And then he offered him the first plate of prasadam, which is offered to the most respectable Brahmin. So the Brahmin,
what he told? That if he will take,
then thousands and thousands of Brahmins, they're being fed.
Yes.
So he mentioned that time that because Haridas Thakur was reluctant, where he says, by you taking prasad, then this is like feeding thousands and thousands of Brahmins. But the other Brahmins who were seated there, they felt somewhat insulted, and then they left in a huff. So they were going and they were discussing among themselves how Advaita Charya, he could do such a thing to invite somebody who, not only was he not a Brahmin, he was not even a Hindu, but he was a Muslim. How could they do such a thing? But then it started to dawn on them, but wait, this Advaita Charya is very, very special. Remember when he was a child, Kamalaksha, and we tried to force him to pay obeisances in front of Durga, and then the date exploded. So then they thought that he is such a great personality that whatever he says must be shastrically correct. So those who had some good fortune, they turned back and went back to Advaita Charya's house and apologized for their behavior, and then they accepted prasadam and they were fed. And in this way, Advaita Charya was pacified and was pleased.
Very good. Today is the birthday of Srila Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. You know that how Sita Thakurani with Malini Devi used to support and love Nimai and Nitai both when they were in childhood. Advaita Acharya was more aged than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth at Mayapur, at that time Advaita Acharya Prabhu's age was more than 60. It may be that at that time he was of 75 years old. And at that time, before the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who went to tour whole India, all the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, everywhere in south, west, east, everywhere he went. And thus he passed so many 5 years of life in only touring of these pure religious places. He went to Vrindavan and he stayed near Madan Mohan temple. There is Advaita Bhat there near Ashta Sakhi. And he anyhow found a deity of Madan Mohan, and he used to worship when he was there. And when he started from there, the deity told him to keep anywhere in Mathura. So he kept it in the house of Brahmin. And he went from here, he went to Mithila. Knowing Mithila, the birthplace of Sitaji in Janakpuri. He saw that outside of Janakpuri, Mithila, very old person, but rays are coming from his body. He is sleeping, keeping his head on the root of any tree, and tears are coming. Perhaps he is not in his senses. And see, he is singing some kirtan. उस समय में वो at that time he was uttering kirtan with inner of from his heart, and that kirtan was सात अलसाइक तबारी बिंदु सम सुतमित रमणी समाज तो ही बिशारी पुन ताही बिश ताही तो ही भजब कमुन बेला. The meaning of this kirtan, that Tatala Saikata Bari Bindu Sama, there is a desert, perhaps desert in its area also, nothing growing, no grass, nothing, always Sahara we have heard, any desert Sahara, there are so many deserts like this. In Arab, in Muslim countries, big, big deserts are there, Sahara-like. And always sun makes them so hot that if in that season, summer season, when the balu, the sands are bring like so, being so hot, if anything seed will be given, it will come out like that. Like Moody, you know? Like Moody. So hot. And deer can be dry at once in them. So if it, a drop of rain comes in that desert, what it becomes? It vaporizes. And if that vapor will touch anyone, it will be like so many wealth will come out in our body. As if you will give any some oil in a pot and it is boiling so hot, and if you give some sprinkle of water there, it will like chan, and if it touches anybody, then at once So like this, Shutamita Ramani Samaje. Our heart is desert. And if a bunda, a drop of some happiness filling in their children's wife and all other wealth is like a draw. We are thinking that it is very pleasant, but it is like a hot vapor, and it will burn to you. Oh Krishna, I have forgotten you. And I am thinking that these things are poisonous things, are nectar for me. I sleep in the night, I waste my time with my wife and other children, in day wasting all my time in doing useless things, so silly things, bad things, nonsense things. Now I have become old, I cannot do anything. Oh Krishna, save me. And he was Adita Charsha for a dense dense, and he was silent, standing and taking darshan. He saw that he is any Mahapurush, get personality. Otherwise, he cannot utter like this. He went there and he did pronounce it. Who are you? I am a bogus person. But waste my time, whole time. Now I become age of 100. What I did to? He was the king's special kabi in his council, like Sarvam Bhattacharya. And more respect than him, he has from kings and others. He has beautiful wife and so many children, but in his last days he he has written so many songs of Krishna pastime, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to read in his Gambhira Lila his songs. Chandidas Vidya, he was Vidyapati. There were I think that Advaita, he was more senior than Advaita Charya in age, but he is Vishnu. So he met there, and I think that he would have met with Chandidas and all others also. So he was so powerful as Advaita Charya. We pray in his lotus feet that he should bestow his mercy upon us, that we can know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who he was and how he came, and we can taste something of his teaching, and our hearts should be like that. Now hear Kirtan, then I will start some. Krishna Das.
Jnanatimirandhasy Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namah Gaurabhi.
Anarpita Charing Kirat, and again explaining, because we have not explained it as a whole. So I have explained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully. He came to distribute the same prem which he has given in his past Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Now it is, has gone so long, long time. One day of Brahma has gone away. So what is Unnat Ujjwala Ras? I think some of you have a very little anything. It is somewhat clear that what prem Unnat Ujjwala Ras he wanted to taste and what Unnat Ujjwala Ras he wanted to distribute. I have made it clear. But I think when you will chant more, have more affection, pure affection, and something, a real bhakti will come in heart, then we can realize all this. Otherwise, no. This mundane intelligence, it will not help anything in that. So, all acharyas have warned us not to depend on this worldly intelligence. Try to increase your love and affection by chanting, remembering and doing all these things, devotional activities, and thus from Golok Vrindavan, Shuddha Sat will come in our heart, touch in our heart, and then you will see everything is going clear. So now you try to hear, but try to make it to realize all things by your bhakti. Without bhakti, you will not be clear. You cannot realize all things. Someone, they trust on these mental calculations and experience and expiation. But it will not help. They go to universities and here and there, but it will not help. So Shankaracharya has told, nai nai rakshati dukriti karne bhaju govinda bhajo govinda govindam bhaju moodhamate. His one disciple is about 100 years and he was repeating the dhatu sahtaute sahtaute sahtaute, you know, these are some prefix of vyakaran, and he was remembering see those roles and regulations of vyakaran. He told that your hairs have been white, teeth are gone, everything, eyesight also came, and you are now reciting all these rules and regulations of vyakarana, anuswar and visarga. It will not say. So you are so foolish, you should chant bhaju govindam bhaju govindam govindam bhaju moodhamate. That is right. So we should not depend on our intellectual intelligence or anything. We should try to have very bona fide association of Vaishnava, any bona fide guru. Then, like Shastra, I have explained all these things. And if you are saying that there is no such guru, then make any such devotee Mahabhagavat as a Sikhya Guru. And if you have belief, then at once give up your heart in that Vaishnava, take again Diksha and Sikhya. This is the aim and object of our whole life. Worldly problem solving, it will not do anything. There are so many problems in life, but this is most
primary problem.
If it is not solved, then only party feelings and all other things, making money and name and fame will not do. Oh, we are in this big party. How do we can live? It will not protect. It will not save. So try to do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Charya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he gave his heart in the lotus feet of Chaitanya. And told, now I am satisfied. My whole life is now successful. Being in your association and having diksha from you. So we should try to follow all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all other Goswami. I'm going to now Hari explain Hari Hapurata Sundara Dyuti Kadam Vasanti Pita Sada Hridaya Kandare Suratume Nasakinandana. That very Sachinandan, who himself Hari, who is Hari? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself is that Hari. Now, Rupa Goswami is calling him not Hari, but Sachinandan. Sachi was so merciful to all. So, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be very same like as his mother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes may become very hard and nishthur,
cruel-hearted.
Like he became very cruel-hearted in connection of Chota Haridas, Kala Krishna Das, about King Prataparudra Raja, he will not give his darshan to him. So cruel. He was not ready to take advice of Advaita Charya, Nityananda Prabhu, even Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar, anyone. Even his guru, like guru Paramananda Puri and all others, he refused. He told that now I'm living this Puri. You should be with Chota Haridas. Or you should be with Prataparudra. You will gain so many wealth and reputation and everything. I don't want this. If you are not like this, then we cannot have pure bhakti, devotion. Vaishnava should be like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Rupa Goswami tells, O Prabhu, if you look towards my qualification, then we are hopeless forever. I know that you are not like that. You are also the son of Sachi Maya. So I know that you are so kind-hearted. And you cannot give up this quality. And among all qualities, Vatsalya Bhav means to
perennial mood.
Yes. This is most superior quality of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is praying that, O Sachinandan, you are same Hari, same Krishna. And you have taken the beauty of Srimati Radhika in mood of Radhika. And you are so merciful that you want to give it all the entity all the persons who have no qualification at all. Giving qualification like Jagai Madhai, you get this Krishna. You are like a lion. Hari has so many means. Hari means himself Krishna, who takes the heart and mind of everyone. Hari means lion, very powerful lion. Hari means monkey. Hari means what more? So many meanings. So here he is taking the meaning of lion. And that is why he is praying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are a lion, very powerful. If you will